In June, the United States Supreme Court upheld President Donald Trump's executive order that banned travel from 7 countries. There is, however, an exception, a waiver. Waivers are high in demand, and the chance of getting one is slim, but one family from Yemen that settled in Tulare County managed to get one. They were part of the Supreme Court case that upheld the travel ban. FM89's Monica Velez brings us the story of this family and what their future might hold.
The El Omadi family from Yemen arrived in the San Joaquin Valley in June. They settled into a small apartment in Visalia and have been adjusting to their new lives. Now that they're thousands of miles away from the Yemeni civil war, things are a lot better than they used to be. Najib El Omadi, a U.S. citizen, went to Yemen to bring his wife and 3 daughters to the U.S. because their living conditions were getting dangerous, especially for one of his daughters. That's El Omadi's oldest daughter, Shema. She is 11 years old and has cerebral palsy. She can't speak, walk, or eat on her own. She's laying down on a bed in the living room. El Omadi says after he drops his other 2 daughters off at school, he and his wife Asma like to take Shema out for a walk. He says his middle daughter, Salma, has been doing well.
She's doing very well, involving with the new environment, new culture. Language is very easy for her, but the youngest one, she has some difficulties regarding the language, getting along with the kids because she's only in kindergarten right now.
El Omadi speaks little English, so a translator is joining us for this interview in their home. El Omadi has some roots in the valley. He says he's lived in Visalia before and wanted to settle here with his family because he has other Yemeni friends in town who all support each other. When he brought his family here from Yemen, he says they helped him get an apartment, help bring Shema to her doctor's appointments, or help with translating.
He feels that everything needs to settle down for himself and for the family, but he will be better, even better, and feeling like very well after like getting a Shema and to the rest of her treatment, and like feeling that Shema is in a very good way, in a very secure hands to take care of her.
Shema is also doing a lot better here. In Yemen, El Omadi says they couldn't get a hold of the medication she needed after the hospital collapsed. He says they had to depend on smuggled medication that was also expired and not as effective. Now, she's getting the care she needs at Valley Children's Hospital.
Back in Yemen, they couldn't set her any appointments, doctor appointments, unless like once every 6 months. Nowadays here in the state, the doctor visiting her, checking on her once weekly. So this is awesome for the family, yeah.
Yeah, Shema, everybody knows. You know.
Yeah,
Shema.
Yeah,
She's famous now.
She is famous.
Yeah.
El Omadi says Shema is famous and the girl everyone knows. Her story gained national media attention when they were named in the Supreme Court case, Trump versus Hawaii, that upheld the travel ban. One of the reasons the court upheld the ban is because the justices ruled it was no longer a ban on all Muslims. There are exceptions to the ban for certain people, like Shema, who can apply for a waiver, and if granted, will get a visa. They have to prove it would be in the national interest to be approved, a denial would cause undue hardship, and they aren't a threat to national security or public safety.
He couldn't believe that this court is talking to him directly, and they're like discussing his case specifically. He felt like, oh, am I that important? I'm just like, of course I'm an American citizen, but is it really that important? At that time, he felt that the whole state is supporting him, the whole people in America supporting him, and he felt that he's so proud to be an American citizen.
Only El Omadi and his youngest daughter are U.S. citizens. So El Omadi says he was trying to get waivers for his 2 other daughters and wife. They were denied at first, but then were granted waivers.
And because the entry ban applied to Yemen, among other countries, individuals who had family members or relatives in Yemen were among the people who were injured by the executive order.
That's Leah Lippman. She's an assistant professor of law at UC Irvine. And this fall semester is a visiting clinical professor at Stanford Law School. She says how the waiver systems operated was relevant to the claims in the case about whether the overall system created by the order was lawful. After the Supreme Court decision, there have been waivers granted. As of August 31st, 1,607 were granted, according to the State Department's website. But there are dozens of more people in the Valley who have been impacted by this travel ban.
The travel ban has hurt a lot of people, whether it was, like I said, green card holders, also people who are actually, like myself, who are even citizens, have been born here, but have found a spouse or gotten married back in Yemen and have had difficulties bringing in their wives and or husbands or children and vice versa and all around.
That's Nassim Hamoud. His family immigrated here from Yemen. He says for decades, Yemenis have been living all throughout the Valley, and many aren't aware of that. He says he has many family friends who are still trying to get waivers, but...
With this new travel ban, it's almost made nearly impossible because there's not even an embassy in Yemen now. So if you would like to do any travel paperwork, you'd have to go to some other countries such as Malaysia or Djibouti, which is in Africa.
And that's exactly what Alomadi and his family had to do. They traveled to Djibouti to apply for their waivers. Alomadi says people in Yemen still keep in contact with him and ask him about how he was able to be granted waivers. He says many still have hope they can escape the war and make it to the United States. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Monica Velez.